Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hop on a 27. It is a Monday morning, and once again, we try and help out where we can. And as you well know, in the city of ours, there are all sorts of people and organizations needing help all the time. Every now and again, we come across in our inbox stories that remind us of the extraordinary work being done quietly and selflessly in our communities. And today, we shine a light on the Anne Harding Cheshire Home, a place that offers vital care and support for people with disabilities, many of them adults, and many of them who can't turn to anyone else. They've got 40 residents at the moment, and they are facing some tough times. Things that they need is medical equipment, in particular hoists, because a lot of the residents that they've actually got at the home are needing help in getting in and out of transport, or dare I say, other daily things that come naturally to people who are more abled. So we've got in the studio with us Jackie Kyle. She is the fundraising manager for the Anne Harding Cheshire Home. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, thank you for having me.
So 40 residents, and I would imagine it's a thankless task in trying to raise money. It's something which is always on your mind, I would imagine.
It really is. It's very tough out there. People are suffering. And, you know, adult disability, unfortunately, gets a very, very small cut of the pie.
Where do you get your funding from? Obviously, the private sector through donations, but is there any government assistance?
We do get a little bit of assistance from the government, but it's a very small portion of our budget from the Department of Social Development. And then we look at corporates, foundations, trusts, and individuals for funding and doing events.
And just tell me, I mean, the residents that you've got there, I mean, you sent us a story. We read a story about Tom. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about Tom and tell our listeners about this extraordinary man.
Yes. Well, he really is an extraordinary man. Tom was shot in the head during an armed robbery at his place of work. And that was many years ago. And it's been a long road for him, and he is paraplegic. He is reliant on a wheelchair. He has a brain injury, but it doesn't stop him. You know, he's just amazing. His family are not in South Africa, so he is responsible for his rental at the home. And he just does everything that he can to try and raise these funds. Like, for instance, on the 26th of this month, he's having a soccer tournament, which he does every year.
Right.
And it's just such a success. It's a five-a-side soccer, and he gets teams together, and that's how he raises funds to, you know, pay his shortfall at the home.
And are all of the residents like Tom, are they victims of crime, or does it vary?
It does vary. The majority are victims of trauma, so not necessarily crime, but a lot of motor vehicle accidents. Then you have people who were born with their disability, so that's usually those with cerebral palsy, which we have quite a few. And then you also have people who've got an adult onset illness, or they've had a stroke or something along those lines.
And the hoist issue, apparently you're working, am I correct in saying one hoist is what you've got at the moment, and you've got 40 residents?
Absolutely correct. And, you know, we're very, very strict on the use of hoists in the home because we're dealing with adults. Firstly, because of a safety issue.
Yes.
And secondly, because of our caregivers. Like, we don't want them all to have back problems later in life. So, you know, we don't want them lifting people. And just, you know, for the dignity of the residents, it's obviously more dignified to be lifted in a hoist. And because the majority of the residents are in wheelchairs, they need to be lifted into their beds, and they need to be lifted, you know, in the bathrooms, and, you know, in certain instances, and lifted out of their beds into their chairs. So it's very specific hoists that we need, because they have to fit under a normal bed, because not all of our residents are in hospital beds.
Yeah.
And some of them are just too high. So, and we've had the same hoists for many years, and we've just kept repairing them. And they just keep breaking. And now they're so old that we just can't get the parts for them anymore.
And I mean, I would imagine, dare I say, you know, bath time, when you're going out, one hoist, 40 residents. I mean, there must be a bottleneck at that time of the day. I mean, it must be for the staff on the ground. That must be hugely, you know, inconvenient.
Very challenging. And, you know, for the residents as well, because some of them just have to wait and lie in bed until 9 o'clock or whatever, so that before they are able to get up. So it's very challenging.
Okay. And you say you've got one hoist at the moment, and it's not functioning very well at all.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is where we come to the party. Hot 1027. As you know, we've got Hot Cares. We raise money every year. We've got the Teddy-thon. And on behalf of our listeners, they trust us to find the stories and to speak to people like yourselves to see where we can make a meaningful difference. And that's what we're going to do today. We would like to tell you that we're going to make a donation of 31,000, I think it's 825 rand and 31 cents for one of the brand new hoists that you need. And I hope that that goes a little bit further in making life a little bit more convenient for those staff that are working and, of course, the residents.
That is absolutely amazing. And I was not expecting that today. Thank you so much. That's incredible. It's going to make a huge difference.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. It really is. And I know that there'll be a number of people listening to us this morning, and I've no doubt that they will want to make donations or get in touch in their personal capacities. And if they do, how and who should they speak to?
They can speak to me. At our office number, should I give the details?
Yes, please.
It's 011-792-3510. And my email address is jackie@cheshirehomes.org.za.
Okay, there we go. So it's once again, the listeners of Hot 1027 to the fore and hopefully making a difference in the lives of these residents at the Anne Harding Cheshire Home. And thank you very much for joining us this morning at Hot.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.